B'tachan for life, Shir 1768, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlacha in everything that they do. We were discussing that Hishtadlus has no impact, even if it seems like it does. And even if a person puts effort, let's say, into health, and he seems to be healthy, he has to understand that it has nothing to do with his effort. We have to just add one clause that the Mesil Susharim in Perek Tes writes, that a person can't put himself in a situation of sakana, and he says that if you do, the person might get punished, and the fact that he did the Aveira by not doing proper Hishtadlus and putting himself in a makam sakana, that itself can bring him to chas v'shalom getting punished. So basically, it seems like the Mesil Susharim is saying that if a person is not doing what he is supposed to do, he can get punished, and he might have the outcome that he doesn't want, which would mean, if a person is not eating healthy, he will chas v'shalom not be healthy because he's not eating healthy. So it sounds like from the Mesil Susharim that your actions do have an impact on the outcome. And the answer is, that's not the point the Mesil Susharim is saying. The Mesil Susharim is just saying that you have a responsibility to do Hishtadlus. Therefore, if a person does not fulfill his responsibility, it's like any Aveira that a person does. A person does an Aveira, Achmal Slani, gets punished. If a person did not fulfill his responsibility to do the Hishtadlus that he should be doing, then the punishment might be that Chas V'Shalom will get sick. But it's not because he didn't eat or he didn't act healthy, rather because he didn't do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted him to do, which is the mitzvah of Nishmarta Ma'od L'Nafshei Seichem. And it's important to understand this, because let's say a person's in a situation that he can't do something that's healthy, for whatever reason. If you think that the healthy activities is what makes you healthy, so now this person has a problem, because he can't do what's healthy. He can't exercise for whatever reason, or he can't sleep, or he can't eat, whatever's going on in his life. But now that we're explaining that the actions have absolutely no impact on the outcome, and the only impact that's there is because the person did something improper, that he didn't do proper hishtadlus, so if he didn't have a choice, he's not going to get punished. So anytime a person doesn't have the ability to do hishtadlus, he has no reason to assume that chas v'shalom will get punished, and he won't have the outcome that he wants to have, because the outcome has absolutely no connection to the actions that he does. It's only the fact that he has to do what's proper. He has to do proper hishtadlus. If not, chas v'shalom, he can get punished. And therefore, if he's in a situation that there's nothing for him to do, obviously he's not going to get punished. So the bottom line is, the older person who was very healthy his entire life, the fact that he is healthy today has nothing to do with his actions. It's possible that because he fulfilled the mitzvah of an Ishmarta Ma'od L'Nafshei Seichem, his schar was that he's living long and he's healthy. But it doesn't mean that the actions themselves impact it. That's the important point. And therefore, should a person eat healthy? Of course. But not because it's going to make him healthy, even though it seems like that, like we explained. But rather because the pasuk says v'nishmarta ma'od l'nafshei seichem, which means you have to do actions that naturally seem to bring the outcome that you want. In this instance, to keep you healthy. But does eating healthy make you healthy? Absolutely not.